It's been a big challenge. I've taken on, so many different sports. One of the key challenges is A, finding the sports, contacting them, doing them, and then creating a video at the end of it. So it's been a busy kind of few weeks, and it's definitely taking its toll. I hadn't thought about the physical side of it, and it's really starting to take its toll, and I'm aching everywhere. But keep
I can imagine. So how are you tying this in around work and, you know, just your daily routine?
With a bit of struggling and lots of running around. So working full time. Most of the sports clubs train in the evening anyway, so that fits in quite well. It's just a case of getting organised and getting straight out, training in the evening and then coming back and trying to make up some of the weekends here and there if I miss one.
And you spoke about the physical kind of thing. It must be having an impact mentally as well. You know, you're not really getting much downtime at the moment. What's that like?
It's, a real challenge, really tough kind of mentally, especially kind of trying to organise it and doing the editing as well. So I work within media, but I'm not an editor, so I've had to learn that as well.
And 100 sports, I mean, like you said, it's a struggle even actually naming 100 sports. If you could just kind of give us a little bit of a checklist of some of the things you've done so far and what you're looking to do now.
Yeah, so some of the more unusual ones, I guess, would be underwater hockey, also known as Octopush. What else we got? Roller hockey, that was good fun. I've got capoeira coming up, land yachting, I've done Tai Chi, Aikido, wheelchair basketball, goalball, that was good fun, sitting volleyball, which was a surprising workout on your abs and your arms, what else, and then kind of going into things like karate, wild swimming, skiing, snowboarding, you name it, I'm going to have to do it at some point.